Yeredis, and then it doesn't come down anymore. After 12 months, then the neshama does not come down anymore. But before 12 months, it's not sure why they brought up Shmuel HaNavi, because the neshama comes down. So Taisa speaks out, Afal Pi came, the neshama does not come down to this world anymore after Yud Beis Chodesh. But if the neshama wants, Avadvit could come down. Eshton's the Meister is Kihid Liel to Rabbi Choy Bar Yashia. That was the Meister before. Rabbi Choy Ben Yaakov was talking to Rav Nachman, even though he was dead Mestam more than a year already. It was more than Yud Beis Chodesh. Still, if the neshama wants to, it could come down. Ukihi Meister the Rabbi Noy the Cheskes Habatim. The Messiah Mati also Meisters over there. And who Adin? Yeah, it was a Meister where he went to the Kevin. There the Meister was. They went to the Moro, the Avram Avinu. Ishtakach Li Eliezer Ever Avram the Koy Avava. Omolei Maiko Over Avram. Omolei Neil Vaneisit. Like I told him, come in. Apo Pishin Esmoser Esignuza Takas Kisya Kovin. Still, if Avram Avinu wanted to bring his Neshama down to this world, he could do it. So that's what he's saying. Even though the Gemara says the Neshama stays in Shemayim after Yud Beis Chodesh, but if the Tzaddik wants to bring his Neshama down to this world, he could. All right, I'll stop here. Start again, yeah. Kufnun Gimel on top. Start again. Kufnun Gimel, yeah. Again, Omer Rav Yehuda, Brei de Rav Shmuel, Bar Shelis, Mishmei de Rav, Mehespei de Shalodom, Nikirim Ben Olam Habahu Imlav. From the way they say a hesped, how they talk about you by your hesped, it's a right if you'll be a Ben Olam Haba or not. So Rash learns a Ben Olam Haba, Shim Koshu, if you are a Ben Olam Haba, if you're Koshu, Hakel Boichon Olam, everybody cries for you. Demoyes u'mesaprim shvach, they talk about your shvach, and they'll start crying for you. Yeah, v'nemar akasha ayva omalei rav, the Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis, Rav said to Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis, Achim behespedo, is when Rav said, when he's going to be niftan, you're going to say hesped for me, make a warm hesped. It's Achim behespedo, make it very warm there, talk good about me, dosim kibna, because I'm going to be there. He's the hosim kibna, I'll be there. He's the Oselbe by all the hespedim, that the nifter is there, b'shash, you say the hesped, he is there listening to the hesped. So Rav said, when you speak about me, make it very warm. So Chur Tzaraya, that if he didn't tell him to make it warm, it wouldn't be warm without this. I L'chur Rav is a Ben Olam Haba. So why wasn't it enough, the fact that he's a tzaddik? You didn't have to warm up the people. And the moral akasha, Hodu mechamulei v'yochim. If the person is a tzaddik, so then when they make a warm hesped, the people will be warmed up, and the hesped will tuayf. Hodu mechamulei v'loyochim. The person is not a Ben Olam Haba, so even if they try and make it warm, it won't be warmed up. It's not kasha. You have to warm up the yerlim. You have to say a nice, strong hesped, and that's the inyan of a mitzvah of a hesped. When the maspid speaks, he's supposed to speak with a niggin to make the people cry. Timor the yerlim. Shem b'nei yodim nechmorim kolkach al zokin. Omiyol yodim chosir ki mechamam behespedo mechamam meyavocho kulu. Mashenkin, if they say a good hesped and the person was a tzaddik, was a zokin, was a chosid, then the people cry. A person's not such a big chosid, then it doesn't help. Then no matter what they say, still doesn't make it so warm. So the kid says nikah by the hesped if he's a ben olam haba or not. Omalei Abaye l'rabba. So Abaye said to Rabba, Kegoin mar, he's like you Rabba, desani lei, kula pumpadisa. His rabbi was like the Mora Dasi of Pumbedisa, and everybody in Pumbedisa hated him. They didn't like rabbi. They didn't like rabbi. So v'zoi manachem espedu. Who's going to say a nice hesped for you? And since everybody there hates you, they're not going to say nice about you. So Rashi learns the sani lekula Pumbedisa, v'shem demachiach lehu, pemidol b'shmaye. He used to be mondem. He used to give them musa. He used to tell them what they're doing wrong. So nobody liked him. They didn't like rabbi. Obnei Pumbedisa ramoyinhein. The people lived in Pumbedisa were all crooks. So mainly there were a lot of crooks there, and Rabbi said they had to give their Musa not to be crooks, so they always had fights to say them. So the kids of the people didn't like Rabbi. So what's going to be, so Abai, yes Rabbi, what's going to be, b'shas, you're hesped, nobody's going to cry there, nobody's going to feel bad. So who, it's not going to be a Rai, you're a Ben Olam Haba. Omalei, so a Rabbi answered back, Mistaya at v'Rabba bar Rav Chonon.
It's enough that you, as you Abaya and Rabba, Bar Rav Chonin, will say Hespit, that will be enough for me. I say, I don't need more than that. Anytime, even the other people will maybe won't speak so nice, but Abaya, I know you'll say the Hespit there, that will be enough. Moraboyimene Rebeleza Mirav. Yeah, Beleza is the Kasha from Rav. Ezel Ben Oilam Haba, who's considered a Ben Oilam Haba? Omalei, the Pasuk says in Shayo, to Yoznecho Tishmano Dover, Meyacharecho Lemer. That your ears will hear what they're saying after him, Zeha Derech Lechubo, Ki Isamino Vichisas Milu. Whether you went to the right, whether you went to the left. In other words, it means to say, like we said more before, the Shas Haspedoi, when they talk about the person, and you'll see what they say about him, if he did good or he did bad, that's Nikra if he's a Ben Olam Haba or not. After his mitzvah, after the b'shas the hesped, when they take him alavayim, kishatomos tishma, you should listen. Kishayomru, when they will say zeha derech sholachbo, this is the derech that the person went. He was a tzaddik. He went on the right way. Luchu boy muftach boy shuben olam haba. Then it's soraya. He's muftach that he is a ben olam haba. Since they're saying nice things b'shas the hesped. Like other Gemaras say that the Maspid, the one that says the Hespid, he has to be very careful what he's saying. Because if he says a lie, if I care, he makes it worse for the person. You're not allowed to lie. If you say a shvach, it has to be an emes, like a shvach. So if they say nice shvachim about you, b'shas the Hespid, that's a raya that's saying the emes, and that's a raya that the person is a ben olam haba. More Rabbi Chanina Omar, kol shedas raboiseinu noicha himenu. Jesus is considered a ben olam haba. Whoever his Rebbe is nicha with him. Rashi noicha menu, daitam noicha aleihim, mimasha shremim olav avroyim boy. Hey, so if your Rebbe hears about you, and your Rebbe is satisfied with what you're doing, hey, your Rebbe has nachas from you, that's a right, you're a ben olam haba. So your Rebbe Mustamer is a choshva person, and if you wouldn't be doing the right things, he wouldn't have anor from you. So if the Rebbe is noicha menu, it's a right, you're a ben olam haba, you're doing the right things. Pasuk says in Kehelis, v'sovavu ba'ashuk ha'saiftim. It's the slaves and the people that will say the hespid, the maspidim, they'll be going around in the shuk. What does that mean? B'nei Galilo Amri, asay dvorm lefnei mitosecha. Means do things when you're still alive, kidei, that when they say a hespid on you, they'll be able to say something good. Shrashi asay dvorm, sheyorm lefnei mitosecha bespeitcha. It's make sure you do good things when you're still alive, that they'll have what to say b'shasi hespid. B'nai Yehuda Amri, B'nai Yehuda used to say, I say Dvorim, the same thing, do Maitzim Tovim when you're alive. Liacha Mitosecha, today that they'll be able to say a Hespid, good things about you after the Mitzah, after the Oren goes. So the Marvel Lay Plig, there's no Machlekius, whether it means Lefnei Mitosechem, or Liacha Mitosechem, no Mar Ki Asrei, or Mar Ki Asrei. Each one depending upon his city. It's in the city of Galilah, they used to say the Hespid in front of the Mitzah. And the B'nai Yehuda used to say the Hespid after the Mitzah. But the same shot. Do Maisim Tevim now. Kadei the B'shas Delevaya, they'll say nice things about you. Right, Tanan Hosam. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer. Shuv Yoim Echad Lefnei Misoscha. Mishnah Novice. Do tshuva one day before you die. Do tshuva. Ishalu Tamidah Ves Rabbi Eliezer. So there's Tamidim Estim, ask the Rabbi. Does a person know when he's going to die? Like, what's Pshan the Mishnah? What's Pshan the Abeleza? He's saying, do tshuva when? One day before you die. But who knows when you're going to die? Omalahen, Rabbi Eliezer answered back. Enochanami. V'chol shechein, yoshev hayoim, shema yomus lemocher. Enochanami, kol shechein, do tshuva today. It's every single day, do tshuva, because maybe tomorrow you'll die. The nimsa like this will come out, kol yomav b'tshuva. Every single day you'll be doing tshuva. Say nechem, that's what he meant to say. Do tshuva every single day. V'choshchein shemepnei sheni yodeya eize yom yomus. So Rashi Navad, it's choshchein, he doesn't know which day he's going to die. V'toy v'tshuva yom echel lefnei misosei. And it's good to do tshuva one day before you die. So you don't know which day you're going to die, is nimtza kol yama b'tshuva yia. All the days will be b'tshuva. So the Gemara v'yav shloima oma b'chachmosai. Hey, shloima melech said the same thing in his chachma, that the pasuk says in Kehelis, b'chol eith yia b'godecha levon. At all times your clothing should be clean. V'shemen aroshcho al yechzer. And never be missing oil on your head. Should always be clean. What does that mean? Omer Reb Yechon ben Zakkai. Rashi says, "Bigodecha levonim means nishmoscha tohru nechiya." That means begodim here means your neshama. Has your neshama at all times should be clean and tohru. So the more it's a moshul, Omer Rabbi Yechon met Zakai, moshul lemelech shezimen es avodim lesuda. The melech told his avodim, told all the servants, "Yishna, I'm going to make you a big suda and prepare yourself, like get dressed to come to my suda." But the melech didn't say exactly at what time I'm going to make the suda, which day. He told them be prepared, but he didn't say which day will be the suda. Is pikhin shabham, the smart people, the smart servants, kishtu esatzman, they got themselves ready right away. They dressed themselves up, made themselves look nice. The yoshvu al pesach beis hamelech, and they sat and waited outside by the pesach beis hamelech to be ready. At any second, the melech may call us in, so I want to be all ready to go into the melech. Yoshvu al pesach beis hamelech. Omru klum chosl beis hamelech. Hey, the pikhim, the smart people said, is the melech missing anything? In other words, any second he could be finished. His suda could be ready. So let's always be prepared to come into the suda. Tipshim shebehem, what did the fool say? The tipesh? Ho cholam lachten, they didn't take care. They went to do their business. Omru, they said, klum ye suda b'lo terech. Is it possible that you can make a suda without preparing for it? Avad will take the king a few days, a few weeks, till he'll make a suda. So in the meantime, they went to do the work. They didn't dress up. They didn't get prepared for the suda. So the more of his meister was the pisoim. Right away, suddenly, bikesh melech esavodiv. Suddenly, the melech said, "Oh, the suda is finished. Come inside. Come to my suda." His pikhin shibhem, the smart people, nichnasulafonav. They came right in. Kishen mukushotim. They were all dressed up. They're prepared. They're ready to come to the suda. The atipshim, ashenke, and the fools, nichnasulafonav. The melech said, "Come," so they had to come in. But they came in, kishem ulachlochim. They came in all dirty. They weren't prepared for the suda. They thought it'll take a long time, yet they were still dirty. Is somach hamelech likras pichim. When the melech saw the smart people, he felt very happy. He was some simcha to see them. They were ready for him. They were dressed up nicely. The melech was happy. The koyas likras tipshim. But when the melech saw the tipshim, the fools, he got very angry. Like, what's the matter? I told you I'm going to make a suda. Be prepared. How come you're still dirty? Omar, halo lusha kishtu esatzmon lisuda yoshvu v'yoichlu v'yishtu. Hey, the pipkin, the smart people that prepared themselves for the suda, are dressed up nicely, come in, sit down and eat and drink. Aba halolu, hey, the tipshim, sheloi kishtu atzman, didn't make themselves look nice, they're still dirty. Lisuda, is yamdu, they should just stand there, v'yiru, and they should watch the way the choshva people are sitting down to eat, and these tipshim, they have to stand and just watch. That's the muscle. So the morning, chosnoi sharab meya, has your meya son-in-law, said over Mishum Rameya, said over the name of his Shver Rameya, Omar, Af Hain Nirin Kimash Moshim. Hey, that's not so bad, Stam, to have to stand there. If you stand there, people think you're a shamish. People think you're a waiter. So it's not so the felach. So why is he not sitting down? It's not so the felach. There are people that are waiters. So if you just be standing there, people think that you're a waiter. So it's not such a big einish. Elo, what the melech said was like this. Elo v'yelu yoshrim. No, both of them have to sit down. There's a table for the pikhim, and there's a table for the tipshim. Nahalolu oichlin valolu reifim. On this table they serve, they eat, and the other table they stay hungry, they're not served. Then it's nikkur, there's something wrong with them. Halolu shoysim valolu tsumayim. These people, the pikhim, sit and drink, and the tipshim sit and are thirsty. That's the moshul teilom azeh, that Kodesh Baruch Hu puts us here, and gives us a neshama Torah, and he tells us he's going to take it back, we don't know when. No, that was the memory of Rebbe Lezer, that Shuvya Mechad Kaidim Misoscha, Lefnei Misoscha, do Tshuva, make sure at all times your neshama is always Torah, is always clean. That when it comes the time when Hashem takes it back, you'll be able to go into the Melech's Suda. Shenem, when the Pasuk says, Koyama Hashem, Hinei Avdai Yoichlu, V'atem Tirovu. Heis Ma'avodim means the good ones, they'll come to the Suda and eat. V'atem Durishoyim Tirovu, they'll be hungry. Hinei Avodai Yishtu. It's my good avodim, they'll come to the suda, they'll drink. V'yatemtit smo, and the other ones, the rishayim, they'll be thirsty. That's what Yeshayo said. Hine avdi yeroinim mitov lev. Hey, the tzadikim will be happy, they'll sing from mitov lev. V'yatem the rishayim titzako mikoyev lev. They'll scream from the pains of the heart. Dover achra, another pshan, the posik is, that kehelis, that says in kehelis, that b'chol eis, yiyobod begodecho levonim, at all times your begodim should be clean. So the first pshat means that begodim means your neshama. Your neshama should be clean with tshuva at all times. Another pshat is, b'chol eis, yiyobod begodecho levonim, at all times your begodim should be white. That means elu tzitzis, make sure you're always wearing tzitzis. V'shemen aroshecha ayechzer, you should not be missing shemen oil on your head, elu tefillin. At all times, wear tefillin. So Rashi says, zeh tzitzis, shem meluvan habegid. That usually the begid is white, it was clean begid. And elu tefillin, shem shem, it's a name, mi shemen toif. How do we show that we have the Shem Hashem on us? That's by wearing tefillin. Tefillin is the ois that we're an eved of Hashem. So that's what the pasuk means. B'chol eis, you should always be wearing tzitzis and be wearing tefillin. Hadrin alecha Hashem. Just more like the next paragraph. Mishehechshich baderech. If somebody's coming home Friday from work and it's getting late and he's still on the derech, and what can he do? He's not going to make it home in time before Shkia, before Shabbos starts. And Azoy Khuri has his wallet with him, he has his money with him. What should he do? Is nice saying kisel nochri. The Rabbanu made a special kula that you're allowed to give your wallet to a guy to carry it home for you. You give it to him partially before Shabbos. Even though you're telling the guy, take it home for me. You're telling the guy now, do a malacha for you on Shabbos. Stamazo, you're not allowed to tell a guy, even on Friday, to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. You're not allowed to tell a guy on Friday, come and carry something for me on Shabbos. But here the Rabbanu will make it. We'll soon see why. The Rabbanu will make it that if you're walking home late Friday, and you're not going to make it home in time for Shkia, so on the way, give your chashev azach and give your kisa to the guy, and tell him to carry it home. Trashu mishech sech noisen kisa nochri, viboy join. Rashi learns it means even Friday by daytime. That's when you give it to the nochri. That Mishnah, the in aim in my nochri. Let's say you don't have any guy there. You're going alone on the street. There's no guy around. Is manichay ala chamor. The next best answer is put it on your chamor. If you're going home with the chamor, not that you're riding on the chamor, just you're walking with the chamor, is put your keys on top of the chamor. So you won't be carrying it. You're not over nisi deraisam. Just your chamor will be carrying it. We'll soon see about shris behemtoy. What happened to that? So drashiv yemein imoy im yesh imoy the nochri odif. Could the forest be gemara? Hoyesh. But if you have a goy, the best date is to give it to a goy. If there's no goy around, then put it on your behemoth. Because your behemoth, there is a tzah shaila, because there's a mitzvah shvis behemtoy. In midiraisa, you're not allowed to let your behemoth do a malacha for you on Shabbos. So here, your chamor is carrying your kiss home for you on Shabbos. So he is doing a malacha. So the gemara will talk about how you get away from the malacha. But the next, after a guy, then you give up on your chamor. Now, when the chamor comes home, he comes into the first chotzer. So Rashi learns the chotzer chitzoyna means shalir. The first chotzer in the city. Shumokim ha-mishtamer, that's a place that's mishumah that'll be watched. Rishayin ha-bol ha-farak min ha-chamor. So as soon as you get home, it's already Shabbos by night, you're not allowed to go to your house. Now, be you come to the first, house in the city, where if you drop it off there, it'll be watched. You're not afraid nobody will steal it. You have to stop right there. Is noiteles hakelim hanitolim shabbos. If you have your hat or your jacket on the chamor, so those hakelim you're allowed to touch, they're not muksam. You can just pick it off the chamor, take it off the chamor, and put it down. V'sheinim nitolim shabbos. Let's say you put your wallet, you put your money on top of the chamor. He's carrying your money home for you on Shabbos. Now it comes Shabbos by night. You come to the first house, you're not allowed to touch the money, is matir achavolim, untie the saddle, the yasak and leiflim aleihim. A man what's on top of the saddle will fall off by itself. So you're not going to touch the muksa directly, you're just going to untie the saddle, and the mela, what's on top of the saddle, will all fall off the chamor. That's the eitzah. Trashi, noito biyodim yolov, kelim hanitolim shabbos. Hey, zachen that are not muksa, you're allowed to touch, so gesundheit, take it off the chamor now and put it down. The Shani told him, but things that are muksa, matir achavolim, untie the chevel, the string, shalukav, of the saddle, shen kshurim ben, it's tied on, yasak and oiflim. And like this, the sack will fall off by itself, you won't have to touch the muksa. You don't have a head to touch the muksa. So, Timura, my time of shovle rabbonin, lemesev kisil anochri. Hey, how come the rabbonin will make that you're allowed to tell the goy on Friday, or aloch, it's even on Shabbos, you're allowed to tell the guy, take my kiss, take my wallet, and carry it for me home. So Drashi, my time is shorwal in the Meisim Anochri, for Ehu Shluchoi, li Yisienu b'Shabbos. The Chur, you're making the guy your shliach, to carry it for you for Shabbos. And this is part of the Yisav, Amir Uliakim is a Shavus. So the reason why Rashi didn't say the Lashon of Amir Eliyakim, because in Issa Amir Eliyakim there are two Isurim. There's one Issa Dibur. You're not allowed to tell a Goy on Shabbos to do something from you. That's an Issa Dibur. Now that Issa is only on Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't say Diburim, you're not allowed to say. So on Shabbos, if you tell a Goy to do a Melacha for you, that's the Issa Amir Eliyakim as a Shvus. Telling him just the Dibur alone. But here you're telling the guy to do it on Friday, so there's no Issa Dibri, a lot of talk whatever you want on Friday. No, the Issa is that if you tell him on Friday to do it for you, and he comes and does it for you on Shabbos, it looks as if he's Yishluchai. It looks as if you told him to do it. That's why it's also for him to do it for you on Shabbos. So the Kasha, how are you allowed to let this guy carry your kiss home for you on Shabbos? You're not allowed to let him. And for the Gemara, Kimle, it looks like he's Yishluchai. That's the din. Rabbonin, the guy can't do mlocha for you. So the Gemara, Kim lehu l'rabbonin. Rabbanan understands the Einada Maimid Atzma Yamamayne. A person won't hold himself back to lose his money. What does that mean? Eloi Sharisley, if we're not going to find some kula that his money should be saved, his here he's walking home in the middle of the street, it's Kamat Shabbos, and he has his money with him. Now, if the Rabbanan are not going to find some hetter for him to get his money home, we're afraid, Osil Asuya Daldamas Beshus Rabin. We're afraid the person himself will come to carry the money Beshus Rabin. So today the person should not be over Nisa Diraisa of carrying his money for Shusha Rabin. The Rabbanan will make all and let you be over Nisa the Rabbanan only. Then let you tell the guy on Friday, do me a favor and take my money home for me. So that's why the Rabbanan will make all this Nisa the Rabbanan in this case. Because if they weren't make all for Nisa the Rabbanan, you'd be over Nisa Diraisa. Drashi, Maimedatsme, Malahatsme, Moinen. People can't hold themselves back from saving their money. Yeah. So that's why here the Rabbanan will make all on this Issa of Amir Eliyakim. So tomorrow, Omar Rova, Davka Kisa, the mail the Svaras only your wallet takes the money that you earned. Abo Metzia Loi, let's say you're coming home Friday and you find a Metzia in the street. You find something. For such as that, since you didn't work for it, it's not so choshev to you. So there we're not afraid to come to carry it yourself with Shesarabim, so the Rabbanu will not make of you to tell a goy that he should carry it home for you. So Drasha Davka Kisa means your own wallet, the Chiv on the Torah boy you worked. How do you make money? By working. Is people are worried about it. They care about it. If we don't give you a head to carry it home, you'll come to carry it yourself with Shusarabin. So by Mashenken, by Mitzia, something you found, it doesn't mean that much to you if you can't save it on Shabbos. So I brought it warm out to you. You can't tell a guy to carry it home for you. You mainly have to leave it there. Let's be afraid the person won't leave you to carry it. No, it doesn't mean that much to him. So the Gemara, Pshita, kisa tanan. The Mishnah says, "Claude Afka, kis is mutter. Mashma mitzia, something you find. No, the Mal the time I would think, who I did not feel a mitzia is also mutter. You're allowed to tell a guy if you find a mitzia Friday when you're walking home, and then it becomes Shabbos, you can tell a guy to carry the mitzia home from you. I bought the kisa. What does the Mishnah say? Your wallet, urcha de milsa katoni. That's urcha when you're walking home. The Mal you have your wallet with you. It's not a shtega that you'd always find mitzias in the street. So urcha de milsa is you have a kis. Kamash malon, no." There were dafka kis and not a mitzia. So at Gemara v'loya moron. And when don't we say you have a heter to save your mitzia? Ella deloy osli yodei. You didn't pick up the mitzia yet. It's time you saw it in the street and you want to now go tell a guy go pick it up for me. You're not allowed to tell a guy to pick it up. But if you already picked up the mitzia like before Shabbos, avol osli yodei. But if you already picked it up Friday and you're holding it. Then kikise domi. Then it's choshev to you. You already have it already. Now we're afraid you come to save it on Shabbos. So drashav loya moron de mitzia loy el de liosa liyode koydim shetechshach. Well, you didn't pick it up. You weren't zeiche in the mitzia yet before Shabbos. Stam, you saw $100 bill in the street and you didn't go to it yet. And you know it's kamat Shabbos. So here, you yourself to pick it up. We're not afraid you pick it up. You know it's soon going to be Shabbos. You can't walk home with the money. You can't walk home with the money on Shabbos. Let's be Matthew and tell a guy. No, it's not so. It's not so wichtig. We're not afraid you come to carry it. But that's only if you didn't pick it up yet. If you picked it up already from before Shabbos, then it's like yours. So then you're very worried about it. So if we're not going to be Matthew to give it to a guy. Again, we're afraid maybe you come to carry it yourself. That's Momsha. Ik of the army, some say, Boyi Rova. Rova Kleder for Shilom. Metzia Haboli Yode Maho. What about a Metzia that you already picked up Friday when you're walking home? What din does the Metzia have? Kivon the Yosli Yode Kisadomi. Since you already picked up the Metzia like you own it now, you're worried about it, and the Rabbanim will mati you to tell a guy to carry home for you, just like they will mati you to tell the guy to carry home your wallet. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Kivun de loy torech bo, even though you picked it up, but it came very easy. You didn't have to work for the mitzvah. Laku kisei dami. That it's not the kisei dami. The rabbanim were not makul to be over the yisa of telling a goy to do a melacha for you. Let the marabai take it. Marabai is by a sofik if it's mutter or not. But any moy nochris. The Mishnah says, what if you don't have a goy? Then the next eitzvah is to put it on your chamor. For the Gemara, time or it's a diyek. The any moy nochris, because you don't have a goy with you. For yeshi moy nochri, mashmi, if you do have a goy walking with you, the best eitzvah is the nochri yoyivle. Give it to the goy, he should carry the money home from you. Is my timer. What's the chilek? Why does the Mishnah say it's better to give it to the goy than to give it to your chamor? Why can't you mitchila give it to your chamor? Let the chamor carry it home. Why is a goy better than a chamor? And if the Gemara poshet, chamor, your own donkey, your own behemoth, at a mitzvah al shvisosai. A person has a mitzvah essay to let his behemoth rest on Shabbos. Mashenke nochri midiraisa I at a mitzvah al shvisosai. We have no dinim that a goy shouldn't do malach on Shabbos. A goy could do as much malach as he wants. So with the right to, there's no issa if a goy does a melacha for us. Mashenki, when a chamor does a melacha for us, it's an issa. With the right to, therefore, matchila, don't put it on top of the chamor, rather give it to the goy. So the Gemara, what about chamor v'cheres shoyt v'kotin? You don't have a goy, but you're walking home, you have a chamor, you're walking home with your donkey, and next to you, there's a cheres shoyt v'kotin, that they put them in a mitzvah. Who should you give it to carry your kiss home? So the Gemara, a chamor monachle. Avadi should put it on top of the chamor, let him carry it home. Le cheres shoyt v'kotin lo yoyvle. But you shouldn't give it to the cheres shoyt v'kotin. My timer, why not? Hani odim, and hai lav odim. You fought the cheres shoyt v'kotin, at least they're a person, they look like a person, and you, if you give it to them, you may come to give it to a ben gadol, to a person that's mitzvah in mitzvahs. Therefore, don't put it on a person, rather put it on the chamor. Rashi hai odim, v'yesh b'minoy shechaye b'mitzvahs. A cheres shoyt v'kotin looks like a normal person, so if you give it to them to carry home, you may make a mistake and give it to a normal person to carry home, and he'll be over nisa deraisa for you. Therefore, it's better to put it on the chamor, where they we'll soon see. There's not shah to be over nisa skila, it's only shah to be over nisa rasay. We'll soon see about the chamor. Why the mice fits muta to put it on the chamor? I look who there's an issa, shrisas behemti. So the more cheres v'shoyt. Let's say you have only two people with you. You have a cheresh. A cheresh usually in the Gemara means he's deaf and dumb. Deaf and dumb. Means he can't hear and he can't talk. So a person that can't hear and can't talk, his brain didn't develop. He's not called like a bendas. So he's potter. That's called a cheresh. Or shoita is something else. He does stupid things. That's called a shoita. Is which one is worse? Cheresh for shoita. So it's Gemara l'shoita. Give it better to the shoita. So drashi l'shoita, yoyiv, the less play das klal. He's a shaita that does stupid things, he has like no das at all. Avacheresh, mashenkin, a person that can't hear and can't speak, daita kalishta isle, could I mean to be vomis? He has a little bit das. He's a cheresh has more das than a shaita does. Therefore, you have the question, which one to give it to him? Give it to the shaita and not to the cheresh. What about cheresh v'shaita shaita? Cheresh v'shaita v'kotin. What about you have a shaita and a kotin? Which one should you give it to? L'shaita. Give it to the shaita better. Why? Because the kotin has das, and eventually he'll become a bar das. So melo, give it to the shaita. The shaita is worse off than a kotin. So the marbi boyelihu, cheresh v'kotin mai. What should you give it to? If you have a cheresh, which we said a cheresh has a little bit das. His das is not developed. He's not a mechuyav mitzvah, but he has a little bit das. And what about a kotin? A kotin doesn't have das only because he's too young. But he's a bar hochi, he will become to have das later. Which one is better to give it to? He should carry it home for you. My. So the marli, but the Rabbi Eliezer loy tibola. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no shayla. Havad, you have to give it to the kotin, not to the cheresh. We'll soon see. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a cheresh does have das. He could too have dinim midiraisa. Titania. We have Yitzchok oimim mishum Rabbi Eliezer. True mas cheresh. Let's say a cheresh took off truma for you. You had payers grown in Eretz Yisrael. You have a chiyav to take off trumas to maestros. A cheresh went and took off the trumas for you. It is Allah called loy teiti lechulin. This truma that he made, you're not allowed to use for chulin. Loy teiti lechulin.